Trabajo los contenidos según el nivel de mi alumno, pero también según sus necesidades. A mí me llegan alumnos y me dicen, oye, Jorge, yo el tercer condicional no me queda claro. Entonces, pues bueno, pues yo cojo y me preparo unos ejercicios específicos para tratar eso y, por supuesto, seguimos ampliando gramática, pronunciación, seguimos haciendo clase Bauan, pero adaptada a las necesidades de esa persona, que para eso es una one-to-one, ¿no? Es una clase a medida, a lo que uno necesita.
¿A que sabrías decirme cuál es el teléfono donde tienen que llamar para informarse? ¡Y me encanta! Bueno,
91, pues, empieza por 91.
Sí, empieza por 911335833 o 911335831, si es para empresas, por ejemplo.
Ah, perfecto. Vale, ¿ves? Yo eso del teléfono y...
Sí, como digo, tenemos toda la gama, 31, 32, 33...
Ah, mira, a sí, ver, sí, repito otra vez el número, ¿cómo es?
911335831, si es empresas, 33, si es para particulares.
Ah, muy bien.
Y toda la información en grupobaugan.com, porque también tendrá la información de su delegación más cercana y de un montón de productos que pueden, que tienen acceso. Muchas gracias, profesor.
Muchas gracias. De hecho, tengo clase ahora en 23 minutos. Llega mi alumno.
Pues te dejamos con tu alumno.
Muchas gracias.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 911335832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Ahora, si llamas al 911335832 y haces tu reserva para los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, ¿tienes un 10% de descuento? Este verano, disfruta, aprende, sigue descubriendo. La radio te acompaña donde quiera que vayas. Vuelve a escucharnos.
Vuelve a escucharnos.
Escúchanos en los podcasts. Este verano, sumérgete en Vaughan Radio. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here in the studio are my three wonderful ladies, Annette, Marta, and Patri. How are you, girls?
Hello. Fine, thank you.
Yeah, very good, very good. I'm not too bad myself, you know, I'm a bit fed up with the rain, but they say next week is going to be nice, so I'm just going to pray that it's true. And meanwhile, my mother calls me almost every day telling me how sunny and how warm
yes.
it is in Hamburg.
30 degrees,
I'm telling you.
So in Hamburg.
Exactly. Which is, you know, it's a summer temperature, but not quite as early as the end of May, beginning of June. And there's usually a lot more rain. So I came here in 2005. 13 years that I've been living in Madrid, every single year I call her in about, you know, April, May, and say, so, Mom, what's the weather like in Hamburg? Oh, it's really cold and rainy, you know? I'm like, well, because here it's about 35 degrees already. Toma! So this year it's her turn, and I'm not enjoying that at all. Anyways, the first and only Twitter question is how you say mozilla. In English. Mm-hmm. How do you say mozilla in English? We talked about it last week. I believe you didn't know, Annette. Do you know now?
Maybe.
No, but don't
no,
say
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay. The one word, there are two words, of course, American English and British English. You can tell me whichever you like or both. And the British one is very similar to, it's just like the German word, really. This being said, we're going to digest my thoughts of this morning and we're going to do the question mix. Today it's all about showering and taking baths.
What?
Showering and taking baths.
Ah, okay.
Okay. You know, coming to English O'Clock on Fridays is like a little therapy for me because whatever happens to me, I work through it with the question mix. You know? So the first one is, have you showered today, Marta?
Yes, I have.
What else would you say, right? You would say, no, I haven't. Qué bárbaro. Of course she's showered. Of course. And is there a shower tray in your house, Patri?
No, there isn't.
No, there isn't. There is no shower tray in your house.
No, there's a bath.
Bathtub.
There's a bathtub.
Very good. And what is shower tray?
Un plato de ducha.
Un plato de ducha. Is it plato o plato?
Yo plato. Digo plato.
Plato.
Yes.
Porque yo digo... No me confundas. ¿Cómo que yo digo?
No, don't say plato. Plato is something else.
Okay, plato is where you fill. Yeah. And then it's plato. Como un plato de comer, un plato de ducha. Okay, very good. And when was the last time you took a bath, Annette? When was the last time you took a bath?
The last time I took a bath was 1 month ago.
1 month. On the 8th of June, on the 8th of May, Annette took a bath. Very good. And do you prefer taking a shower or taking a bath?
I prefer taking a shower.
You prefer taking a shower. Very good. Now, speaking of taking a shower and taking a bath, you can also say having a shower and having a bath. You can use both. And did you buy shampoo last week, Marta?
No, I didn't.
And so far this week?
No, I haven't.
Give me the full sentence.
I haven't bought shampoo so far this week.
Very good. Or any shampoo so far this week. Very good. And is taking a shower quicker than taking a bath?
Yes, it is.
Give me the full answer.
Taking a shower is quicker than taking a bath.
Which means?
Which means that taking a shower, it's quicker than having a bath.
Than taking a bath. That's what she said.
Which means that having a bath is slower than having a shower.
Very good. Which means?
Which means taking a bath is not as fast as taking a shower.
Very good. Not as quick or not as fast as taking a shower, which means, Patri?
Which means that taking a shower mm-hmm. isn't as slow as taking a bath.
As slow as. Very good. And have you ever slipped in the bathtub?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Annette has.
Yes, I have.
How many times?
Once. That's very scary.
It's very, very dangerous. It's actually, my mom slipped in the bathtub once and she bought like this little, I don't know, this plastic kind of carpet. It's not a carpet, but it's kind of like a carpet that you put in the bathtub so you don't slip. She bought mm-hmm. that and she uses it every time. Anyways, ask me if I use soap or shower gel.
Do you use soap? Or shower gel?
Gel. Shower gel.
Gel.
Very good. I use shower gel, actually. I do not use soap. Soap gives me like a weird, very dry feeling.
They say
it's better for the skin, yeah. When I was on the Camino, I only used soap for my hair and for my body.
For your hair too?
Yeah, no, actually, soap? No. I didn't use it for my hair because I didn't wash my hair with anything. I washed my hair with water. So after 2 weeks, it was pretty disgusting, but it worked, you know, it worked. But that's true. They say soap is much better for your skin. Anyways, help me remember to buy conditioner, Marta.
So
what are you doing?
I am reminding you to buy conditioner.
Very good. What is conditioner, Annette?
Conditioner is for making your head...
Your head or your hair?
Your hair smoother.
Smoother and softer.
Smoother, softer.
Very good. And in Spanish it would be? Patri?
Acondicionador.
Acondicionador, that's right. Very good. And what is your optimal water temperature? Patri, what is your optimal water temperature? Now, you can tell me two different water temperatures, one for summer and one for winter.
My optimal temperature?
Water temperature.
My optimal water temperature is hot.
Hot.
Hot in summer and in winter.
In summer and in winter?
Yes.
Gee.
I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How hot, though? Are we talking 45 degrees or are we talking 40?
In summer, maybe 35 degrees.
That's not hot.
Well, 40.
It's warm-ish.
40.
40. Okay. What about you, Marta?
I usually take firstly hot water and then cold water.
All right. And you alternate?
No.
No, just
once and then cold.
And then cold. Okay. Very good. See, in winter, I get up to, I'd say, 46 is my limit. 46.5.
It has to
maybe.
Be very hot.
It has to be very hot. Yeah. Because sometimes you get home and you're freezing you have a coffee or you have a tea, you get under the blanket and there's just no way to get warmer. So if you have a hot shower, it's very pleasant. Anyways, the water was so hot that it burned his back. Give me the sentence with such.
It was such a hot water.
Again?
It was such hot water.
That's it. It was such hot water.
It was such hot water that it burned his back.
His back. Very good. It was such a slippery shower tray that he had to wear flip-flops. Give me the sentence with so.
The shower was so slippery.
The shower tray.
The shower tray was so slippery that he had to wear flip-flops.
Flip-flops, that's right. Very good. And how many bars of soap did you use last year?
How many?
Bars of soap.
I didn't use any bars of soap so far this year.
Last year.
Last year.
Last year. And so far this year?
I haven't used.
Used?
I haven't used any bars of soap so far this year.
Very good. Very good. Now, funny thing with bars of soap is sometimes you have those packs, right? You have, I don't know, three or four cute little soap bars in one pack and you're like, ay, pues tengo un montón. And then like 5 years later, they're still there. You know, they take up all the cabinet space. Or somebody gives you a piece of soap and you're like, oh yeah, great. And then it just doesn't go away. And then you wait for it. Es como con los bastoncillos. Están hasta que ya no están. Anyways, were you able to have a nice and long shower after coming home from a stressful day, Marta?
Sorry. I was still thinking about your comment.
Why?
I don't know, because I was thinking who uses soap, because the tap gets dirty.
Yeah, it gets dirty, but you can have I don't even know what it's called, a soap plate?
Yes, but the soap plate gets dirty also.
Well, you clean it.
Well, the sink is dirty as well, you know, without having soap.
No, but it's sticky.
Hang on, soap?
But you dish. Take a bath and
soap dish.
Have a shower without soap?
Mm-hmm.
She uses gel. You use gel then. Yeah.
For hands and body and everything. Yeah. And if I travel more with...
What do you want to say?
Yes, if I travel, I never think about
taking soap with you.
Because it's sticky.
Mm. Yeah, I guess it's true. Speaking of plato jabón, se llama jabonera, ¿vale?
Jabonera.
Jabonera, no como jamonera, jabonera. And in English, it's soap dish. Soap dish.
Soap dish.
So I might ask you next week. Anyway, so the question for Marta was, were you able to have a nice long shower after coming home from a stressful day?
No.
No what?
Yes, I am able, but I...
Were you able?
No. Well, yes, I was able, but I don't do it.
Yeah, but were you able in the past at some point?
Yes, at some point. I were able.
I was able.
I was able, sorry.
So the short answer would be yes?
I was.
Yes, I was. Give me the answer with could, but in the long version.
I could take a long...
I could
take a long shower after a stressful day.
After a stressful day. Very good. She skipped all the part about after coming home from a stressful day, which made the sentence complicated. But hey, have there been problems with your bathtub lately?
Yes, there have.
Really? Did you get them fixed?
Yes. Fortunately, I got it fixed.
Very good. Very good. And will you clean your bathtub this weekend?
No, I won't.
No,
I won't.
I won't.
I won't.
That's it. Very good. I think we talked about this on the show already. But like cleaning the bathtub is, I don't know, like cleaning a door. It's really difficult to see the difference. Like when I clean my bathtub, it's like, it looks just the same as before. It just smells nicer, you know. And how often do you clean your bathtub, Annette?
I clean my bathtub once a week.
Once a week. Very good. And should we shower more than once a day, Padri?
No, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't. James started having a shower at 5. Now it's 6. And he's still in there.
He's taking a shower for 1 hour. He's taken a shower for 1 hour.
Uh-huh. So he's taken a showers, or he's been taking a shower?
She's been taking a shower since 1 since 5 o'clock.
One, that would be like 5 hours in the shower and there's nothing left from your body. I don't have a shower in the evening because I have one in the morning. Give me that sentence in the conditional.
If I didn't have a shower in the evening.
In the morning?
No, yes. In the evening.
I don't have a shower in the evening.
Okay. If I didn't have a shower in the morning, I would have it in the evening.
I would have it in the evening. Very good. Even though he worked out, he didn't have a shower afterwards. Give me the sentence with in spite of, Padri.
In spite of taking a shower?
No, he didn't have a shower. Even though he worked out, he didn't have a shower afterwards.
Ah, okay.
So he didn't?
He didn't take a shower.
Afterwards?
He didn't take a shower afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of working out.
Working out, in spite of working out. Very good. Marta, what despite?
He didn't take a shower despite...
Afterwards? He didn't have or take a shower afterwards?
He didn't take a shower afterwards.
Yes.
Despite working out.
Despite working out or despite the workout? In spite of the workout or despite the workout? Both are correct. Very good. And in spite of the fact that, Annette?
In spite of the fact that he's working out.
That he worked out.
In spite of the fact that he worked out.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take a shower.
Afterwards. Very good. And with despite the fact that, Marta?
Despite the fact that he has been working out or he worked out.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take a shower.
He didn't take a shower. Very good. What's a bathtub for? Patri, what's a bathtub for?
A bathtub is for having a bath.
For having a bath or taking baths. Very good. And will you read the next time you have a bath?
No, I won't.
No, I won't. Very
will
good.
Will you what?
Read. Will you read the next time you have a bath?
A book.
Yeah, or a magazine.
A magazine.
While you are having the bath.
Yeah. Because that's a very romantic idea of having a bath. And then when you actually do it, it's horrible.
It's awful. Horrible. It's like having breakfast. In the bedroom. You have to clean everything afterwards.
You have to change the bed sheets. It's incredible.
So silly.
You know, and you, I don't know if it happens to you guys, but it happens to me every single time. You know, I'm on my way home and I'm really cold. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be alone at home. I'm going to light some candles, you know, and get into the bathtub with a nice book. Primero me agobio por el calor. So it's like, it's too hot. You know, and then you open the cold water. And then all of a sudden it gets too cold. And then you have to put down the book. And then the towel is too far away. You know? And you're like, bueno. So you kind of like flip your hands around so they stop being wet. And you touch the book and the book gets soggy. Yeah. One thing spins into the other. Very good. And do you use a towel or a bathrobe, Annette?
I use a towel.
You use a towel. Very good. Jenny took a bath at 5. Now it's 6 and she's dressed. That's a bit more complicated. Jenny took a bath at 5. Now it's 6 and she's dressed. unlike James, who's still in the shower.
Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny took a bath.
Mm-hmm.
At five.
All right. It's six and she's dressed. So she must have finished a little bit before that.
5:30.
Yeah.
And Jenny took a bath from 5 to 5:30.
Very good. Very good. And who likes to take a bath? You, me, or Annette?
All of us like. You don't.
No, because it's not fun. The idea of having a bath and reading a book and having a glass of wine.
No, you said having a bath. Yes, having a bath. Have a bath.
But I'm not just going to go have a bath and sit there going...
I'll tell you.
Okay, what do you do? What do you do when you...
I'll tell you during the break.
That's very intriguing, Marta. So, all right, let's say all of us
like to take a bath.
All right, we're going to go into the break 10 minutes early because I really want to know what it is. All right, next one. Can you relax in the bathtub?
If I want to, I can relax.
Very good, very good. And how often do you have a bubble bath?
I have a bubble bath.
Mm-hmm.
Once a year.
What is a bubble bath?
Un baño de burbujas.
Un baño de burbujas. That's right. Very good. And are you afraid of dropping your phone when you have a bath?
Oh.
That's another one.
No, I'm not.
No. My boyfriend, it just occurred to me, he sometimes, rarely, hardly ever, he has a bath. And so when he does, he puts the phone into one of those Ziploc bags, you know, so in case he drops it, it's safe from the water. And so there are tricks for everything, you know. Have you ever looked forward to taking a bath and then got out after 5 minutes because you were bored?
Yes. Sure.
Very good. And is there a shop with bathroom utensils near your house?
Yes, there is.
Very good. And have you ever fallen asleep in a bathtub? Marta?
No, I haven't.
Very good. Ask me if I shower in the mornings or in the evenings.
Do you shower in the mornings or in the evenings?
What is she asking me?
She's asking you if you showered in the morning. If you shower in the mornings or in the evenings.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if you shower in the evenings or in the mornings.
Very good. I don't know if the same happens to you, but it depends on whether I have to wash my hair or not. If I have to wash my hair, I take a shower in the mornings. If I don't have to wash my hair, I take a shower in the evenings because I don't have to get up to wash my hair and to, like, you know, brush my hair and dry my hair and style my hair. I can just get up, get dressed, brush my teeth and leave the house. Does that happen to you too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Of course.
It must be a German thing then.
Because
because the Spanish party here is like, no. So what do you take a bath? Mornings or evenings?
Always mornings.
Or always mornings.
Mm. It depends, but if I wash my hair in the mornings and...
Pues es lo que estoy viendo yo.
Okay. I thought it was the opposite.
No, because if you wash your hair in the evening,
Next day,
the hair is all over the place. Yeah, a bad hair day is guaranteed. Very good.
And you can't even
brush it.
Brush it with a plantita.
With an iron.
Yes,
with an iron. Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, porque se queda como un. Un dobladillo.
Remolino.
Un remolino. And it stays there. And you have to make it wet for it to go away. Terrible. And when was the last time you... No, you don't have to answer this question, honestly. When was the last time you read the ingredients of your shampoo, Marta?
Every time I buy my shampoo, I usually take buy the same
shampoo.
Brand.
Uh-huh.
But if not, I always read the... Components.
The ingredients.
The ingredients of my shampoo.
Very good. I heard from someone not too long ago that before mobile phones existed, we all looked at the ingredients of shampoos and shower gels when we're, you know, in the toilet. Because you were bored, you're like, what can I read? You just grab the shampoo bottle. El uso. Very interesting. Anna, do you use conditioner?
No, I don't.
You don't use conditioner?
I don't use conditioner.
All right. Nice.
Well, I use it, but only the ends.
The ends, yes. Okay, very good. And does taking a shower use up more water than taking a bath?
Yes, it does.
Really?
Taking a shower?
Yeah.
Less than taking a bath.
But that's not the question. The question is, does taking a shower use up more
water than taking a bath? No, sorry. It's just the opposite.
Okay. See, the thing is with taking a shower, it's like you're not done. When you take a shower, then you have to... No, when you take a bath, then you have to take a shower.
Of course, the last shower.
Exactly. Not the last supper, the last shower. He didn't have a shower when he got home because he was exhausted. Give me that sentence with because of.
He didn't took a shower.
He didn't have a shower.
He didn't have a shower.
In any case, not he didn't took. He didn't take.
Yeah. He didn't have a shower because
he was exhausted.
Because of
his exhaustion. That's it. Because of him being exhausted. On account of Marta.
He didn't take a shower mm-hmm. when he got home because. On account of him being exhausted.
Exhausted. Very good. And due to, Annette?
Due to being exhausted, mm-hmm. He didn't take a shower.
Very good. All of you skipped the when he got home part.
Oh.
But it's okay. I said to myself, wash your hair tomorrow. What did I tell myself?
Wash your hair tomorrow.
To
wash your hair tomorrow.
Very good. So what did I want myself to do?
You want yourself to wash your hair tomorrow.
Very good. And how long does it take you to shower when you wash your hair?
It takes me maybe 15 minutes more.
Okay. And when you don't?
And when I don't, my shower takes 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Okay. So with hair, 20, without hair, 5. Right, more or less like me. And when was the last time? Now, this is a very important question. When was the last time you forgot if you washed your feet? When was the last time you forgot if you washed your feet?
I never wash my feet.
What?
Wow.
You never wash your feet? No. Que se limpien con el agua que hay por allí, ¿no?
Yes.
That is... Eso es muy fuerte.
Half of the...
Here comes the scientific explanation.
No. I don't know, but 1 year ago, there was a survey.
A survey, yeah.
And half of the population
didn't wash their feet. But then half of the population doesn't wash their hands after going to the bathroom.
Oh, that's true.
Which is a big thing. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about this right after the break, so don't go anywhere.
Mira lo que nos dicen, por ejemplo, en el teléfono. Ajá. Llama a la gente en el 911-335832. Por ejemplo, lo que más valoro es lo feliz que ha vuelto mi hijo. Era la primera vez que se iba a un campamento y ha vuelto entusiasmado. El niño se ha pasado divinamente, se ha divertido, ha jugado, ha convivido con otras personas. Y, por supuesto, todo esto
en inglés,
que eso es lo importante. Hola, chiquillos míos.
Hola, aquí estamos.
Esto es uno de los muchos testimonios que tenemos, repito, que nos llaman y nos escriben de los papás que, bueno, vienen encantados porque sus niños al principio van un poco con miedo porque sí. Eso de ya de por sí mandarlos a un campamento muchas veces cuesta. Y eso de todo...
Sobre todo la primera vez.
Claro, sí. Y luego en inglés dice, uy... Con lo que son los niños, ¿eh?
Sí, no, pero luego llegan ahí como que se olvidan del hecho de que sea en inglés. Sí. Porque como no son clases...
Por ejemplo, ahora que has dicho que no son clase, una actividad, por ejemplo, que hagan en los campamentos?
Bueno, en todos los campamentos, campamentos clásicos, digamos, hay algo de multiaventura. Por ejemplo, hay piragüismo en un campamento, una caminita a la playa, que hay muchas actividades.
Pero bueno, ¿qué tipo de campamentos son esos? Es que...
Piragüismo, ¿y cómo se dice piragüismo en inglés?
Pues sería de kayaking.
Kayaking, no era canoeing. Depende de si tienes un kayak o una canoa, ¿no?
Sí.
Pero lo que no hay son piraguas.
Nos falta la batería para...
Sí.
Oye, ¿y en qué sitios pueden realizar los campamentos? ¿Dónde mandan los papás a los niños?
Bueno, para nuestros campamentos clásicos hay Cantabria, hay en Valencia, también Ávila y en Somolinos, en Guadalajara. Y también tenemos dos más, uno con Atlético de Madrid, los campeones de Europa, de una de esas ligas.
Por cierto.
Sí, en Segovia, y otro con Víctor Ollate de Artes Escénicas en la Ciudad Universitaria.
Más testimonios de padres que nos llegan al 911335832. Dicen, las experiencias vividas por nuestro hijo, el desarrollo de su autonomía, desenvolverse en un ambiente diferente al habitual, el aprendizaje del inglés, en resumen, todo gracias a Vaughan por hacer que nuestro hijo disfrutara tantísimo y que está deseando volver. Y es que una vez que van al campamento, repiten.
Se enganchan. Sí. Les pica el gusanillo del inglés.
¿Están 24 horas con el inglés o, bueno, se relajan? No, es todo en inglés, ¿no?
Incluso los sueños.
¿Sueñan en inglés?
Bueno, después de unos días hablando en inglés.
Pues eso está muy bien. Por si quieren más información, repito el teléfono, ¿eh? Podéis gritarlo de niño, el teléfono.
El teléfono
es el 911335832. 911335832. También tienen campamentos urbanos, que pueden mirarlo en campamentosvaughan.com. ¿Y sabe qué más os voy a decir? Pues que volvemos en un periquete. Pero eso luego, ¿eh? Os cuento más cosas. Hasta luego.
Tu radio favorita te acompaña donde quiera que vayas. Vuelve a escucharnos en los podcasts. Este verano, sumérgete en Vaughan Radio. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. Still, my ladies are here with me today. We have a wonderful chat about, showering and taking a bath and all that stuff. And our last question, mixed question, was whether Marta had ever forgotten to wash her feet. And I don't know if it happens to you guys, but sometimes your mind goes so tremendously blank when you're in the shower, which is why the best ideas occur in the shower, that sometimes, like, hang on, have I washed my feet? And I don't remember. Does that ever happen to you, Padre? Mm,
yes.
Yeah. Good. And speaking of washing your feet, we also talked about washing your hands. So, ladies and gentlemen, everybody out there, if you don't wash your hands after going to the bathroom, please do. It's extremely important. There's even a global hand washing day, and it's on October 15th.
In serio?
I just pulled it up in front of me. So October 15th is Global Hand Washing Day, and it says a global advocacy day dedicated to increasing awareness and understanding about the importance of hand washing with soap, no vale solamente el agua, with soap as an effective and affordable way to prevent diseases and save lives. Okay, so make sure to celebrate Global Hand Washing Day, not only on October 15th, but every day. Okay, enough fun for today. Let's take a look at fractions and percentages. Why don't you start, Patri? Why don't you start?
One half mm-hmm. is the same as 50%.
One half is the same as 50%. Very good. Marta, next one. One fourth?
Hang on.
She has to put on her glasses.
One fourth is the same as 25%.
Very good. One fourth is the same as 25%. Very good. Next one, Annette.
One third is the same as 33.3%.
Very good. Next one, Marta.
Three fourths is the same as 75%.
Very good, Patri.
Two thirds is the same as 66.7%.
Very good, Annette.
One tenth is the same as 10%.
Very good, Marta.
One eighth is the same as 12.5%.
Can you say that again?
One eighth.
That's it, one eighth.
One eighth is the same as 12.5%.
Very good. Annette?
7/8, the same as 87.5%.
Now here it's a little bit more complicated because it's not one anymore, it's seven. So there has to be an S.
7/8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Repeat.
7/8 is the same as 87.5%.
Very good, Patri.
2/5 is the same as 40%.
You can pronounce this better. Two fifths.
2/5
mm-hmm.
is the same as 40%.
Very good. And Annette?
4/5 is the same as 80%.
Very good. Marta? 2/9
2/9 is the same as 22.2%.
Very good. Patri?
5/8 is the same as 62.5%.
Very good. Annette?
One tenth of a kilometer.
Kilometer. Let's start again.
1/10 of a kilometer is the same as 100 meters.
As 100 or 100 meters?
100 meters.
Very good. Marta?
3/10 is the same of a kilometer.
Kilometer.
Kilometer is the same as 300 meters.
Repeat.
3/10 of a kilometer.
Repeat.
3/10 of a kilometer.
Yes.
Is the same as 300 meters.
300 meters. Very good. And the last one, Patri.
1.6 kilometers is the same as 1 mile.
As 1 mile. Very good. A very quick look at vocabulary list number 33. How do you say una molestia? Una molestia. Marta.
In annoyance. No. Inconvenient.
Inconvenience.
Inconvenience.
That's right. An inconvenience. Very good. De antemano. De antemano.
Therefore.
No. How do you say mano?
Hand.
How do you say antes?
Beforehand.
Beforehand. That's right. Uh-huh. De antemano. Curioso que it's almost the same. Ante, before, mano, uh-huh. Hand. Beforehand. Anuncio en televisión.
Advertisement.
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 And what's advertisement? Nothing.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like anything.
Advertisement. No?
Advertisement. It's advertisement.
Advertisement.
That's how you say it. Sometimes you keep pronouncing a word wrong and you're like, ay, seguramente lo pronuncio mal. And somebody tells you, no, it's actually advertisement. And you're like, and then it clicks. But then you won't forget. You won't ever say it wrong.
Advertisement is wrong. Advertisement.
Yeah. Advertisement. Okay.
Advertisement.
Advertisement. Very good, but I was looking for commercial anyway. Crucero.
Cruise.
Like Tom Cruise. Tom. Or Penelope Cruz. Tintorería.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
Dry cleaner.
Dry cleaners. Very good. Very good. Something really funny popped into my mind just now. Won't share it because you won't find it funny. Juego limpio.
Fair play.
Very good. Resaca por beber mucho.
Hangover.
Very good. If you have it, you are hungover. Está con resaca. Pero la resaca es hangover. So there is a difference in spelling A and U. I told you that last week. En profundidad.
In depth.
Very good. Carril.
I don't know.
Lane.
Yes.
Sure.
And carril bici?
Bike lane.
That's right. Very good. Alpinista.
Climber.
Very good. What kind of climber? What does the climber climb?
Mountain climber.
Yes, mountain climber. Very good. Oso polar.
Polar bear.
Very good. Ingenioso que tiene recursos.
Resourceful.
Very good. Confianza en uno mismo.
Self-esteem.
Confidence. Yes. Si alguien es self-confident, está seguro de sí mismo.
Ah.
And la confianza en sí mismo es self-confidence. Somnífero.
Dream pill.
I like that. You dream while you do what?
Sorry?
First you have to do something in order to dream.
To take the pill.
Right. So you take the pill and you don't start dreaming. First, you have to do something else. You have to fall.
To fall asleep.
You have to fall asleep. So it's not a dream pill, it's a sleeping pill.
A sleeping pill.
Yes, because not everybody who takes a somnífero dreams. Well, not everybody who falls asleep dreams anyways. Taburete. Patri. Starts with S and finishes with herramienta. Herramienta
stool.
En inglés. Stool, that's it. Very good. La meta.
Finish line.
The finish line. Very good. Dirigir la palabra a.
To talk to.
To talk to or to in a more formal way. To a.
Ana.
Address.
To address.
To address. Perseguir, Patri.
To follow.
But what if, you know Tom and Jerry?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So Tom doesn't follow Jerry. He does something else to Jerry. What does he do?
Chase.
Yes, chase. He chases. So to chase is perseguir. Tener ganas de.
To have.
No, not to have. To. Feel.
To feel alike.
To feel like. Very good. Casar o hacer juego.
To match.
Very good. Batirse en retirada. Patri. It starts with R and finishes with treat.
To retreat.
Very good. Fortalecer.
To strengthen.
Very good. Probarse.
To try what?
To try where?
To try on.
To try on.
Probarse ropa.
Yes. Indudablemente.
Undoubtedly.
Very good. Apúntalo. Apúntalo, Patri.
Write it down.
That's exactly true. Very good. We're going to take a look at probably one of the last times we look at it as one individual grammar point is unless. Because you guys practice it, I think, twice. The other group practice it twice, once or twice. I don't remember. Anyways, we're going to do unless. Remember, it's not used unless the situation is possible, and so it has to be possible in the future, and it's never, unless it's never, ever, ever followed by will. Same thing in Spanish. You wouldn't say, iré a no ser que me llamaran. You would say, a no ser que me llamen. Same thing in English. You can't use it with the future. So, if you don't study, you won't pass the test, Annette.
You won't pass the exam. You won't pass the test unless you study.
Unless you study. Very good. If you don't turn down the volume, the neighbors will complain.
The neighbors will complain unless you turn down the volume.
The volume. volume.
The vo- volume. the volume.
Very good. Unless you turn down the volume. If you don't order it now, it won't arrive on time. Patri.
It won't arrive on time unless you order now.
You order what now?
You order it now.
And unless you order it now. Very good. If you don't confirm, they won't know that you'll be there.
They won't know.
You are there.
They won't know that you'll be there.
They won't know you'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you confirm.
Very good. If you don't try on the dress, you won't know if it fits. Annette?
If you don't try on the dress, you won't know unless... No.
No. If you don't try on the dress, you won't know if it fits.
You won't know if it's fit. If it fits, mm-hmm. unless you try the dress on.
That's right. Very good. If you don't take back the clothes today, you'll have to keep them.
You have to keep them unless you bring?
You take.
You take the clothes, unless you take the clothes back.
Back today. Very good. If you don't use a tablecloth, you will stain the table.
You'll stain the table unless you use a tablecloth.
Very good. If you don't put the wine into the fridge, it won't be cold.
The wine wouldn't be cold.
Won't be cold.
Won't be cold unless you put it in the fridge.
Very good. If you don't leave now, you'll be late.
You'll be late unless you leave now.
Very good. If you don't buy a ticket, you'll be fined.
You'll be fined unless you buy a ticket.
Very good. If she doesn't stop yelling on the phone, people will say something.
People will say something.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. People sounds strange.
People will say something.
Why does it sound strange? Because it finishes with an L sound.
Mm.
That's why you don't know if it's just a weird L you're saying, kind of like a Catalan L. Or if it's actually people will, which is why I recommend saying people will.
People will say something unless you say
unless she? The sentence, if she doesn't stop yelling on the phone.
Ah, okay. People will say something unless she stops yelling at
unless
the phone. Yelling at the phone.
On the phone.
On the phone.
Yeah, yelling at the phone would be when you're really angry with your phone. But
sorry.
Not with the person who's on the other end. Very good. That's another thing. I don't know if it's just me, and I'm usually a very happy morning person, and I, you know, if I'm around people, I like to talk, and I like to listen to music and dance in the morning. But, like, I don't have the urge to be on the train and talk on the phone in an extremely loud manner.
I know.
Is it just me? Am I getting old?
What? No.
Or is it?
Tiene algo que ver con
the education.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know why, but the other day I was on the train, and I'm getting into the habit of reading. In 10 minutes of the train ride, I at least try to read a couple of pages, and so I sat down next to a lady, and she was on her phone. But not only was she, you know, in a train and on the phone, which is okay if you have a decent, you know. But she was yelling. So obviously I took my book, you know, and got up and sat somewhere else. But it was 2 minutes less of reading. Anyways, so if she doesn't stop yelling on her phone, people will say something. If he doesn't reply, she will think he's upset. Padre. If he doesn't reply, she will think he's upset.
She will think he's upset mm-hmm. unless he replies.
Again.
She will think he's upset unless he replies.
Very good. If you don't turn on the light, you won't see.
You won't see if you don't...
Unless
you turn on the flight. Unless you turn on the light.
The light. Very good. Very good. If they don't buy food today, they won't have anything to eat.
They won't have anything to eat unless they buy food today.
Very good. If we leave right after work, we will be stuck in traffic.
We will be stuck in traffic.
Now, careful. The sentence is, if we leave, not if we don't. If we leave right after work, we will be stuck in traffic.
We will stuck in traffic.
We will be
stuck in traffic
mm-hmm.
unless
mm-hmm.
We don't go now.
Por ejemplo. Toma.
Unless we...
Think about the situation of summer.
Yes.
Summer holiday. Primera quincena de julio. First fortnight of July. And people get off work at 4, more or less. And so the highway to Valencia is packed.
Yeah.
So if you leave at that time, you will be in a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave earlier or later, you won't. That being said, if we leave right after work, we'll be stuck in traffic.
We'll be stuck in traffic unless we don't...
We leave?
We leave later.
Earlier or later.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It. Very good. Very good. Now you got it. Repeat.
We will be stuck in traffic unless we leave earlier or after.
Or later.
Or later.
Or later. Very good. If you don't listen carefully, you might miss a detail or two.
You may miss one or two details if you don't...
Unless you listen.
Unless you don't listen.
Unless you listen.
Unless you listen attentive. No, eso es francés, perdón. unless you listen carefully.
Carefully, very good. You might miss a detail or two unless you listen carefully. Very good. If you don't go to the book fair, you won't get a 10% discount on all the books.
You would get a 10%.
You won't.
You won't get a 10%
discount.
On the book fair.
On the books.
On the books.
On all books.
You won't get a 10%
on discount.
Discount on all the books unless you go to the book fair.
Unless you go to the book fair.
What's number of the caseta?
Of the stand.
Of the stand.
165. Okay. 165 for this. You haven't been, have you?
Yes.
You have. But you haven't seen me.
Yes. We had a chat with a friend of
that's
mine.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
and my
that's
daughter.
True. That was a week ago. Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
week,
yeah.
Last week, you had a lot of visitors.
Yeah, that's true. That's just good fun. It was good fun. All right. And the last one is, if you don't ask, you won't know. Obviously, Annette already had to ask. If you don't ask, you won't know what stand Vaughn Systems is in at the book fair. Patri. I can repeat.
Okay.
If you don't ask, you won't know what stand Vaughn Systems is in at the book fair.
You don't know what stand...
You won't know.
You won't know what stand Vaughn is in.
Uh-huh.
Is in at the book fair.
Very good.
Unless you ask.
Unless you ask. Very good. Which is what Annette did. And it's stand, caseta stand number 165. Make sure to go because it's the last weekend. Today, Richard is signing as of 7. Tomorrow, he'll be there as well as of 7. And then Alberto Alonso is coming. And Kyle Miller is going to be there. And Guy Williams is going to be there. And Ruben Palomero is going to be there. So make sure to swing by. Get your 10% discount on any book you like. And enjoy the spirit of reading, which is what I like best about the book fair. All right. We still have 5 minutes. What we're going to do is the tell me to take off my glasses drill. So, Marta, tell me to take off my glasses.
Take off your glasses.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you to take off your glasses.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to take off your glasses. Your glasses.
My glasses. That's right. What am I about to do?
You're about to take off your glasses.
What am I doing?
You are taking off your glasses.
Am I still taking off my glasses?
You are still taking off your glasses.
Have I stopped taking my glasses off yet?
No, you haven't stopped taking off your glasses yet.
Very good. Am I still taking off my glasses?
No, you are not taking your glasses anymore.
Off?
You are not taking your glasses off anymore.
Very good. So am I still taking them off?
You are still taking them off. No,
you're not?
You're not taking them off. Already.
Anymore.
You're not taking them off anymore.
Very good. So have I finished taking them off?
You have finished taking them off.
Already. You've already finished.
You've already finished taking them off.
Very good. What was I doing, Patri?
You were taking off your glasses.
So what did I do?
You took off your glasses.
Very good. Tell me to put them on. Tell me to put them back on.
Put them back on.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to put them back on.
So what do you want me to do?
I want you to put them back on.
Very good. So what am I about to do?
You are about to put them back on.
Very good. What am I doing, Patri?
You're putting it you're putting it them no you're putting them back on.
Very good. Am I still putting them back on?
You're still putting them back on.
Have I finished putting them back on yet?
No, you are not. You haven't finished putting them back on yet.
Very good. Am I still putting them back on?
No, you're not putting them back on anymore.
So have I finished putting them back on?
You have finished putting them back on already. You've already finished putting them back on.
Very good. Tell me to take them back off, Padvi.
Take them back off.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to take them back off.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to take them back off.
Very good. What am I doing?
You're taking them back off.
Am I still taking them back off, Padre?
Yes, you're still taking them back off.
Have I stopped taking them back off yet?
No, you haven't. You haven't stopped taking them back off.
Yet. Very good. Am I still taking them back off?
No, you're not taking them back off anymore.
Have I stopped taking them back off yet?
Yes, you have. You have already stopped taking them back off. You have already stopped taking them back off.
Very good. What was I doing?
You were putting them... You were taking them back off.
You were taking them back off. Very good. So what did I do, Patri?
You took them back off.
Very good. Anabel, tell Marta to tell me to put them back on again.
Anabel?
That's what Anabel always says. Lapses, sorry. Tell Marta to tell me to put them back on again.
Tell her to put them back on again.
Put them back on again.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to put them back on again.
So what does she want me to do? What does she want me to do?
I want you.
Me?
I want you to...
Well, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I want you to put them back on.
Again.
Again.
I want you to put them back on again.
I want you to put them back on again.
So what am I about to do?
You're about put them...
To? You're about to do?
You're about to put them back on again.
Very good. What am I doing, Patri?
You're putting them back on again.
Am I still putting them back on again?
You're still putting them back on again.
Have I finished putting them back on
again?
You
haven't finished putting them back on again.
Very good. Am I still putting them back on again?
No, you have finished.
No.
You have already finished.
No.
No. Am I still? You are not still putting them back on.
No, anymore. That's it. Give me the sentence again.
No, you are not. You are not putting them back on. Anymore.
Very good. So have I finished putting them back on?
Yes, you've finished.
You've already
finished putting them back on.
Putting them back on. Very good. Very good. Let's take a look at our Twitter question. So the question was how you say mozilla, not mozilla, 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 not nocilla tampoco. I'm not looking for a Google substitute of, you know, looking for or anyways. How do you say mozilla in English? So what are the two words? What are the two words?
Backpack.
Backpack. Very good. Backpack would be the American word. And then there's another one. What's the German word?
Rucksack.
Rucksack. Rucksack. Rucksack.